Kof Vov Eor, Monday the 30th of May, Rabbi Ezreel Tauber, The Benefit of Suffering.
Good morning. It's time to speak on the benefit of suffering. I would like to, in order to give the proper explanation for that, is it really a benefit? Do you prefer, if you have a way to live without suffering, smooth, we're going to get all the brochas, or do you prefer to have a suffering life, a difficult life, like our life today? Of course, the halacha is we always parallel, don't give me yisurim, don't give me sufferings. I want to perform mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah. It should be good. But in case Hashem does give you suffering, the bechinah from tzaddik v'ra'aloi, you're tzaddik, you do everything you deserve, should be good for you, and it's happening apparently the opposite. You have to say thank you to Kodesh Baruch. You got a gift. You got a matana. And a gift you're not supposed to request. Says the Baal HaTanya, "Sayne matana yisichye." You should never ask for gifts. So you should never ask for suffering. But if you got suffering, you got a big gift. Say thank you to Kodesh Baruch. Now maybe you think this is big, Madrege is big. It's a simple aloha, and I would quote to you in Shulchan Aruch, Simereish Kov Beis. It actions. Reish Kov Beis is Borech. Birkas Hado is Hatoi Vera. How to thank Hashem for good events and for bad events. Again, this is a halacha which speaks to every bar mitzvah, every bas mitzvah girl. You don't have to be big madrega to come to this. Is a request. This is required to fast. Says the halacha as follows in Siv Gimel: Chayev Odom. A person is required. I just give a certain hakdoma. Usually, we have tzivuim. We have been commanded. Zikru Toiris Avdiyah Shitzivi Soise. We are commanded Jews. We got Tariyak mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are tzivuim, are commandments. There's certain exceptions to certain occasions in Chazal, where the Chazal expressed himself, instead of saying mitzvah, you commanded chayev. I give it an overall insight on that. I could command a person to do a technical thing, put on tefillin, do this, give tzedakah, if you like it, if you don't like it, you have to do it. But if I tell a person, believe in something, in your heart, and feel it, I'm sorry, I don't feel it. Chayef. Commit yourself to understand it, immerse yourself in it. For instance, Chayef Odom Loimer Vishvili Nivro Oilem. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah Sanhedrin, Kovdala Perik, Hey. The Fikach Nivro Odom Echidi, why Hashem only created one man? Odom Edition, one man. And this one man, he's the world. If he's gone, there's no world. Why only Hashem created one man? Why did he create many people? A good businessman doesn't put all investment in one business. You know, he diversify. Hashem put the whole world in the hand of one person. Why? Shechayev Odom Loimer. We are the Odom. We are required to say, mean to say, to come to it. Vishilev Roilem, I'm the center of attraction. I'm that one man. You believe it? You don't go around your life, thank Hashem, you gave me the whole world, every word's for me. No. Chayev, bring yourself. Immerse in it. Study it. Prince Eliyahu speaks to us in Tony Velioyu called Echod ve Echod ve Yisrael. He says, Kol Echod, with no exception. The best and the worst. Chayev Liroy says, Asma, you have to see yourself responsible. Loimet to say, Mosa Gi, Maisa, and Maisa, voice Avram Yitzhak Yankov. Will you become Avram Avinu? Will you take responsibilities Avram Avinu? Why not? Look at your background. Well, it's not as bad as Avram's was. He had a father Terah, but he had a voice of Zorah. Look what he did. Are you ready to become Avraham Avinu? He says, Chayev. So every time a Chazal says Chayev, means it's something which is almost impossible. You don't feel it. Our mind doesn't grasp. But you have to immerse yourself in it, to study it, until you bring yourself to that recognition, until. So in the same language, in Simei Reish Kof Beis, in Hilchos Brochos, Siv Gimel, says the halacha as follows. Chayev Odom, the man is required levorech al haro, to thank on bad events, b'da'as shleima, with full understanding. When you thank Hashem for bad events, you request it, why should I thank you for that? with Dar Shleimo, with a full understanding. And what does it mean, Dar Shleimo? When had you reached a full understanding? The nefesh chafetz. The nefesh is your heart, is your feelings, that you desire it. All of a sudden you see it. I give a simple motion. Let's say I want to sell you something, some very instrument, a very, very, very sophisticated computer, which could run unbelievable things. It cost a fortune of money, millions. And I'm going to do so to buy it. I have to show it to you. I have to show how it works, what it makes. It takes a lot of time until you're going to be able to use it. And you get so excited about it, I want it, I want it. I want it. This means, b'dav shleimo, you have to understand the insight, the accomplishment of this event, until you get the nefesh hafeitzo, that your heart desires as you want it. And this has to come to the same expression of desiring it. Kiderech shemevorech b'simcha lo toive. Just makes the same blessing on the good events. How is it possible? How can you bring yourself? I'm simple aloha. Let me illustrate this aloha, the requirement of this aloha. Oh, never should happen something like that. But it did happen. It did happen. Imagine a person married 20 years, had no children, finally after 20 years, Baruch Hashem, he got a child, and that child was the best boy in the whole community. It was the number one boy in Midrash learning. Shep Nachas, his elderly parents. And finally he got a shidduch, a kala no less than this beautiful boy. And finally, he takes him underneath the chuppah. And the whole community, all the rabbonim, are celebrating with him. And this man is illuminating, he's just bubbling from joy. It's such a schut to get this beautiful son underneath the chuppah, getting such a nice kala. And the daven ma'ariv, and he says his gadol, his kadosh mirab, he said, oh, how that they should be sanctified in God's name. And let's say if he wants to make a brocha, baruch toivu meitiv, which is not the locha, but he wants to make it. Hashem, you're good, you've bestowed goodness on me. I don't have to tell him, say it with a full heart, say it with a full mind. He's bubbling, can't even, you know. And he says, baruch Hashem toivu meitiv. Unfortunately, the Sheva brochas was an accident, and the chosson got killed. Everything is over. Now stands up the open graveside, and you have to say, a brocha, baruch dynamis, baruch halalot. You remember how you said 2 days ago, Teve Meitiv? With the same understanding, the same fulfillment, the same heart, feeling, the simcha, the same simcha after say dynamis. Skada Viskadish says, have you said 2 days ago, Skada Viskadish? Is that possible? Who are we? We are angels? We're humans. We have feelings. So, this is your ultimate goal. You have to use your mind to understand who did it to you. Hashem did it to you, and you believe Hashem over the Rachmon Eletav over it. He does it because for goodness, it's for your goodness, and that's your only taking, and that's your only destiny. And you have to go into your mind to understand it to the point. Until your nefesh, your desire, your feeling, your emotional feeling of a human being wants it. Why? Now the Rambam says on this aloha, on the Mishnah, Chai Vodim Levorach Alaroch, Hashem Shem Vodach Alotoyv. Says the Rambam, Perish HaMishnah, is how he accomplishes, Hebbale HaSechel HaSichlim. People who are intellect, they have intellect, HaSichlim. All the other creatures in the world, no matter HaSmad, they are the instinctly. We have a Sechel independent of our feelings. They have a brain. The brain could reach the ultimate height. Then we have a heart which feels out of control. Every baby feels. Here you get angry, he explodes, you get sad, you get down. These are two different things. The question is, are you what you feel in your heart? Are you what you go to your brain and think, who did it, why did it, what do I benefit from it? And you bring yourself to such a deep understanding until you control your heart and make your heart feel thank you with your heart. So the Rambam, Chai Vodim Levorach Alok Hashem Shvorach Lotoiv, and the Baalei HaSeichel, you master your mind, you're a person with mind, the Baalei HaSichlim, you control your life, Sheyir Bo Sheskaso, you subdue your anger, you subdue your feeling, put it away. It's just like when you say a little child, they took him away a lollipop, they took him away a certain toy, and he's screaming, putting up a tantrum, and he's crying away. He's really feeling the sadness. He's really feeling, he's devastated. Goes daddy, goes mommy, says, don't be silly, what is it? It's nothing. He talks and talks and talks and talks until the child realizes it's nothing. He stops crying. We have the same. We have a baby in ourselves. We're putting up tantrums because we don't use our mind. We don't know who we are. We don't know why we are here. We don't know what we are accomplishing with life. Who is running our life? So you can't do it only the Baal HaSeichel. That's, by the way, this lotion of the Mechaber is actually word by word the lotion of the Torah. And he's quoting word by word the Torah. Again, Chai Vodam Levorech Alaro, a person is required to bring himself to be able to be thanking on bad events, Medash Shleimah, with full mind, with full understanding, Ubenefesh Chafetz, until your nefesh, your heart desires that, you would pick it. Although you're not allowed to ask Yisurim. But if you would realize it, thank you, it's a great gift. And you have to come to the same level of appreciation in Simcha Derech Shemavorech B'Simcha An HaToivo. If this would be a Toivo, you got a child, you say B'Simcha, the same level. Zog de Mechaber, actually the Tur, it's the Rosh HaNatur. Ki haro, this bad wealth that you feel, which happened to you, the Oiv de Hashem, those who serve Hashem and not themselves. The Oiv de Hashem, those who serve Hashem, this bad event, it just happened to you. Simchosam v'toivosam. This is my joy, this is my goodness. Because I'm here to serve Hashem and not myself. We have a big mistake in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the same mistake we make between husband and wives. The world, the worldly world, they're all in for themselves. What is in for me? Of course I give. It's a give and take. We all serve ourselves. I love my wife because she serves me. I love myself. Are you getting married because you love her, you want to give her, even don't get anything? Our relationship with Baruch is a marriage. We are partners. We are partners. Now, the Shutra Shukur Baruch Hu Masa Bereshis. Am I doing everything I do because Hashem should serve me? Things should be good. I should get what I want. You're not serving Hashem. You're using Hashem to service you. Or are you here? Hashem, what can I do for you? Can I service you? At any cost? Do you need my service? Obviously, you need my service. Hashem needs more my service than I need His service. Because I would be happy not to get married and not to be at all. I didn't have to come down here. Bakor Chachatu Chai. I'm here by force. Bakor Chachatu Mes. So why am I here? You send me, God. You need me. I'm your partner. I have to bring your children. I have to bring your world. A husband and wife. A husband has to get married. If a husband is unmarried, he's worthless. Shayre b'la isha, shayre b'la teire, b'la brocha b'la simcha. It's nothing. No, it's nothing. A woman doesn't have to get married. She doesn't have to get married. She doesn't have to bring children. The fact she gets married, she does chesed with her husband. I'm bringing you a child. You're required to bring a child. Of course, the husband has to take care of his wife. She did chesed with you. She brings you a child. She brings you a family. She completes your creation. But who does chesed with him? Who is serving him? Is the husband serving the wife? Or the wife serving the husband? The whole marriage with the wife got married to this man. I'm giving you service. Your world doesn't exist without me. I bring your children. So had the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Why could have been something else we're not allowed to ask, we don't understand. But once he created the world the way it is, you have to study this world. And Hashem says, I created such a world that without you, I have no world. Without you, my world, my creation is worthless. And please, give me a world. You're my wife. Hashem said to other magician, ten da'atko, pay attention, I'll take care of that, don't destroy my world. Because if you don't do what I need to be done for me, Hashem, bring me children, bring me a world, you're destroying my world. And a wife cannot be forced. She has to desire to get married. So Hashem didn't force Hogan to do it. He says, you don't want to be my wife? You don't want to complete my world? Okay, you could be independent. There's a Itzadas. You could be independent. But remember, they're not my wife. You become mortal. If you're my wife, Ishtek will go for you. Hashem is eternal. You become eternal. And our pleasure is going to be eternal. The accomplishment is going to be eternal. But I can't force it on you. Marriage cannot be forced. And if you choose not to marry me, you want to be independent, okay. I gave you a way to live independent, each and each of us. You're going to be independent, but then, most of you're going to die. And you choose not to be the wife of Hashem. You choose not to be. Why? Because I'm not ready to, like many women don't get married. are you losing out on having children? I don't want the suffering. I don't want the pain. I'm very selfish, very self-centered. Usually, when they're getting older, they're regretting it, unfortunately. But it's too late. So, for 2,000 years, Shem met many, many wonderful people. Adam, Shais, Mr. Shelach, Hanoch, Noach, Shem, Eva, great people, of great people. But none of them wanted to marry to Hashem to take the suffering. I'm not here to serve you. I could serve you as a servant, but to get married to you, to be responsible for every little thing what you do, I'm not ready for that. And that's our Mishnah, we just said the Shabbos and Seftes Lovas. Asura Doiris Mo'odamat. Noach, Kula Machisa, Hashem is angry, I have no wife. I can't force somebody to marry me. Asura Doiris Mo'odamat, Had Avram, Kula Machisa, Nefonav. Atshaba Avram, Avram comes, Kibat Skar Kulam. Hashem, you need me? I'm your wife. At what cost? Whatever it takes. Asura Nisyonis, 10 tests. Kivshanesh, Lech Lecho, his life is captured twice. Yishmoel. And finally, give up the promise I gave you, give you Yitzchak and everything, slow them, give them all back. V'omar Bekulam. If I'm here to give you a gift, no matter what it costs, it's a privilege. If I give you a gift, the more it costs. Yisurim is a gift. When Hashem tests him, Omar Bekulam doesn't think withstand it, he didn't fall apart. He looked for that. I'm giving you a gift, I could have. And all our ovois, our Mitzvah Yankov, they didn't lick honey. They all had hardships. Yitzchak had a son Esav, and he became blind, and so on and so. And Yankov, all of what he went through, with Dino, with went through with Lovan, with Esav, it's a lifetime of suffering. Did they ever complain? Did they ever damn, don't please Hashem? Did Abraham ever come to Hashem from me? No, please. Don't tell me to give me back your son, please. Never damn, never ask. Because the ovois, that's the beginning of the Am Yisrael, we volunteer, Avram Anodiv, Hashem, I'm giving you a wife, at any cost. And to bring a child to what is a lot of pain. Every woman, when she gets married, is subject herself to bring a child to the world, she knows what she's going to go through, and she feels the birth pain, and she says, thank you, therefore I got married. Why the other woman doesn't want to get married? She doesn't want to have the pain. So the pain, what pain is, it's a matter, who are you? Are you to get service from Hashem? You don't want pain, so every time the loophole get out, you're getting out. Or are you, Avraham Avinu, telling us over is to serve you, Hashem, and I'm willing to go through, to endure all the pain? If that's the case, the more it is, the more thankful I am. I'm giving you a great gift, and Hashem says, thank you. And that's by the Mishnah says, Lufum Tzare Agre. According to the Tzare of life, the hardship of life is the reward of life. Because if I give a gift, something else. We're finishing the halacha. Kero says that because this bad event is happening, lo'ev de Hashem, if you're here to serve Hashem and not yourself, Noach Tzadik was here to serve himself. He goes with a God. It pays to be with God. Tzadik v'toyim lo rosh v'rav is a tzadik tomim. Unfortunately, many of us, we do business with God. But meaning God slaps us in the face and disappoints us. We get bitter. We get down. Because we're not here to serve Him, we need to serve Him. This smart enough to know to get service from Hashem, you have to be good. That's, by the way, Torah Moshe. In order to get married, to make a commitment, that's Torah Sovos. And that's what Elenovi teaches us. No matter what level you are, the best Jew, the worst Jew, can you commit yourself to become a Rome? Are you ready to submit yourself to Hashem? I'm volunteering. I'm here to serve you. Chayef, you have to bring yourself to a point, let me start serving you. I'm a Jew already. You know what? Aftoras Moshe. Because after you're getting married, there's rules. There's rules. That's Aftoras Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us how to be a Jew. The Ovo is teaching us why to be a Jew. We're all wonderful Jews on how to be a Jew. We do business with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu knows, teaches us Tzadik V'Toyim L'Rosh V'Ra'aloi. Moshe promises you're going to be Gittum, it's going to be good. It pays for you to be good. Hashem will service you good. Because once you're married, Hashem has to take care of us, you have to be realistic. Treat him, he's going to treat you. But why to get married? Are you getting up every morning and say, thank you, Hashem, I'm giving you a new Jew, Ashreinu, Matev Kolkeinu, Manum Goyroleinu, Meyofer Shuseinu. Shem Ashkim, Elim, Kol Yom, Pamayim, Biyam, Bom, Shmav, Ahavt Hashem Alotechu, Alon Yom, Hashem, Chol Avof, with both of your hearts. Chol Asher, even take my life away, B'chol Medecho, Every gram is surim, Hashem is imposing. Have a moider, a moider. Thank you very, very much because I'm here to serve you. That's the halacha. That's not chassidus. And this is something which we have not been trained and educated on, because this subject is not something to give. Torah smoish we're giving over. We're teaching. Torah always has to be self-invention. We have been saying, be good, things going to be good. Damn, things going to be good. But when you get disappointment, and Hashem does not go your way, start thinking, why? Obviously, Hashem wants, serve me, not I should serve you. Torah smoish Hashem is servicing us. Will you serve me? Will you accept me under all circumstances? Says the Aloha, ki haro, this bad event, lo evde Hashem, if you serve Hashem, hu simchosam betavosam, this is your simple joy being in us. How? What does Hashem need? This service, Hashem accepted. Ki even shemekabel me'ahavo, since you accept with absolute love and appreciation, ma shegozar olav Hashem, which Hashem decreed on you, yimekabel me'ahavo, nimtzo comes out, shebekabol asro izu, by accepting this ro, hu evde Hashem, he serves Hashem. Shusimchala, that's what I want. I got committed, I want to serve Hashem. And if I, how do you say, accept me? Accept me unconditionally. The more it hurts, the greater gift I brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This halacha, I'm a chaber, nobody's mechulek on that. Are we living it? Are we learning it? Because it's missing the dash of Nefesh Kafet. So we all learn Torah Smoisha, that has been given to us. To illustrate, I give a little bit of a personal anecdote. For some reason, I became a little bit of a years ago Mekurev Baba Sali. The Baba Sali of Rav Nevrucha. I had a certain acquaintance which was very close to me, and he was very close to Baba Sali. Every time he came from America, he took me along. So once I was by Baba Sali, I was a few times by him. Once I was by him, and before we departed, I went to get the Brocha, I'm going back to America. Baba Sali tells me, next time when you come, bring me a gift. Bring me a pocket watch. And I'm looking at his table, and his table is about 20, 30 pocket watches. I'm looking, what is a collector? What is he know the pocket watch? Bring a pocket watch. So the people in the Bnebaith, the Gabbai says, you know, you're very fortunate. Obviously, he must like you. Because usually, somebody who wants to remember is asking him, bring me a pocket watch, and has it on the table. When you're gone, he sees your watch on the table, he remembers you. You're very privileged. He asks you a pocket watch. To my luck, he added a few words. It should be the simplest and the cheapest. If he would have added a few words, I would go around to America looking for the most expensive 100,000, 200,000 antique watch. He wants a gift from me to remember me? I would bring the dearest, the most expensive watch. It only should be the simplest and the cheapest. I got a watch for $12. Hashem says to us, give me a gift. My child, give me your heart. How do you accept me in your heart? Not in your brain. In your brain, we could all fly high. We could all go high. But accept me in your heart. Give me your heart. Give me a gift. How do you accept me? You want a gift? How much does it cost? The more it costs, the greater gift, the gift of Kodesh Baruch Hu. These bad events, which you have to thank Hashem, that Hashem gave you something which you requested not to, because we have to daven, Hashem, please don't give me Yisurim. Why? Because I want to serve you. Mitzvah Samasim Toivim. So if Hashem does not give me Mitzvah Samasim, it doesn't matter, my man is sick. He doesn't function. So I say, what do you want, Hashem? So I say, if I give you Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, I'm servicing you. No need to tell you Mitzvah Yisrael, it's out of Lezako, it's a When Hashem is giving me the opportunity to give me children, give me a wonderful way of living Torah, I understand, it's a gift as Hashem is treating me. And Hashem doesn't give me, and it hurts. So Hashem says, now is the time you should treat me. How do you accept me? You don't bribe Hashem with anything, except with one thing, fully acceptance. How much you accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu? I want you to just bring it a little bit of note. We have to be aware of. Do you realize, we in our time, we made an end to history of 2,500 years. 2,500 years of Yaron Golus. Since the Churban Bayis Rishon, we were never, never free people. We always had over us people dominating us, controlling us, expelling us, murdering, killing us, expelling us. Even by Sheni, we were under the Greeks, under the Romans, the Kings against Torah, Hamilitzi, the Crusaders. Till 25 years ago, there was still an official government, Russia. who didn't allow us to keep Shabbos and to mitzvahs and so on and so. It's a fact. Shoyl oila goyim altsave. Always said oila goyim altsave. You couldn't vote here, you couldn't vote this business. So. What's today? Is there any goddess today? Do you feel any discrimination? Isn't the world free for you? You're better off than any goy in any place where you go in the world? No government will allow to come out to discriminate. It's against international discrimination, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Even in Iran today, you have a mikveh, you have shechita, you have Talmud Torah. They say we're not against Das Moshe, against Zionism. We were never as free as we are today. Nobody's chasing you. You're better off than any goy. You could go into any business, you could do anything, what are you complaining? Show you goy, what kind of goy we have? But on the other hand, till now we always had collective suffering. It was Nazism, fascism, communism, socialism, secular Zionism. We always had attacks on Torah, you had to fight the system. Today don't fight any system. All the isms are gone. All them gone. Today is all individual. Very individual suffering. You wouldn't find a family who doesn't have his own individual suffering. And I would say the individualism is so far that even in the same family, no man knows what his wife is going through. And no woman knows what her husband goes through. It's very, very, very private. Very inside, yisurim, pain. Therefore there's so much depression, so much diseases, so much things like that. Children, etc. It's very, very, Hashem is treating everyone individually. Because sooner we're getting closer to Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, everyone will have a very personal relationship with Hashem. Not collective. In this generation, a very important generation, if you don't learn this halacha, Dar Shlema, understand what Hashem wants from you, and you haven't got where to cry, you haven't got where to go anymore. We are today in Kiryas Yam Suf, which was a surprise. Moshe didn't know how to eat Kiryas Yam Suf. Moshe didn't expect Kiryas Yam Suf. He didn't know what even to do. Moshe says, promised Avraham Avinu going to take us from Mitzrayim, and we're going to give us the Torah, and Moshe comes, he's promising us, yes, okay, I made a good job. 20% came out. 80% says, thank you, I don't want to be married to Hashem. I'd rather stay behind. With everything. And all of a sudden, after they come out, a week later, Kiryas Yam Suf, they're trapped. Mitzrayim, no Yisachreyam, they're trapped. They come to Moshe, you promised something. How many of you inquire in Mitzrayim? You lied. And Moshe says, first, don't worry, Shem Yilochon et Tamtechish, it's a test. But what does Moshe do? He goes to Yitzhakal Hashem, he cried. Hashem said, not Yitzhakal, it's not the time of crying. Tell him to jump, everything is over. Everything is over. Akedah, Shem promised Yitzhak and everything, Shem all of a sudden everything is over, slow him. And the post says, Ve'elach Malach Hashem Milifneim, Ve'elach Me'achreim. The Malach Hashem who lead in front, went in the back, says the Meshech Chochma, who lead the Malach Hashem? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said to Moshe, Tina, you're leading them. They went after you. It wasn't personal. Entice them. You lead them. Go in the back. I want to test every individual on his own, without you. Tell them they should jump. Moshe says, no, Hashem says, we have to jump. Same whole fight, Bin Yom and Yehuda, who is jumping, Nathan jumps first. And when the water reaches his nose, he screamed, then the last second Hashem split in the sea. It's been told that in the Shasemes, Sodak, that everyone who jumped didn't see the Bekir, the spring sea of the guy at the front. The one who went after Nathan didn't see that. Everyone had to jump on his own. Hashem is giving a personal test. That's called Krisi. Till now we collective Jews. I'm a Holocaust survivor. I say, did I survive from my own Baruch Hashem? Hashem watched us read a bit. Today you're alone. And the person in Shir Hashim goes on Kiryas Yam Suf, and the Nesivus, the Yankul, he says, goes on the last generation before Mashiach. Yoinosi v'chag v'yasela. My dove. Doesn't say, Loshon Rabbi, you're not tied. My individual dove. I put you in the splinters of the rock, v'chag v'yasela. V'seiser hamadrego. No madrego, you haven't got where to go to cry. Why? Harin is Marai, the way you look at me. Vashmi, how you talk to me. How do you accept me? When we are in a collective suffering, Holocaust, we have leaders and so on. So everyone is on his own level. You're not on your own. Mitzrayim, we came out, Moshe took us out as a nation. Kisam, you're almost individual. You have to jump on your own. said the Yankees, before Mashiach will come, Hashem will address us individually. You're Nosi. You're going to be in the splendor of the rock, as the Medre says, Rashi brings down, this big eagle chases down and wants to tear him apart, and she finds refuge in a splendor of a rock. She gets in, but the big eagle cannot go in. So, okay, she saved herself from the eagle. She's very tired. She wants to go down, resting. But down waits a snake. She can't go down. She can't descend. She can't ascend. And she flies into wings between the rocks, bleeding and wounding. So will be the Jewish people for Mashiach coming. Every individual Jew, Yoinosi, will find himself trapped. The outside you have the goyim, you have security problems. Inside you have the internet eating away your neshama, kidnapping you there. And besides you bleeding, you wounding. On top of it, b'seisera madrei, you're going to be in the darkness of madrei, haven't got way to cry and to find out what Hashem wants from you. No Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Ador Yosem. That will be the last test before Mashiach is coming. Just by Christians, so Jews had to prove themselves. And then they said, Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Rasa Shifchan Hayom. The Shifchan was the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. I am not here because of you, Moshe. I'm here because I find Hashem. I said the same Shira. Because of that, there was Zoycha that came to Mamat Har Sinai. Hashem, everyone heard Hashem is addressing him personally. Not Onech Hashem Elokecha. We told us Moshe Hashem should have addressed us plurally. Onech Hashem Elokechem. But after Kriyas if I jumped on my own, I accepted Hashem on my own, I said Shira on my own, I deserve to hear Hashem Bishvili Nivra Oilam, you are Avraham Avinu, Onech Hashem Elokecha. Mashiach will come, it's going to be the conclusion of Kabbalah Satoira. Will I receive Torah because I'm a part of the Jewish nation, a part of my group, a part of my Hasidus, a part of that? Or are you going to be a person, you sue them in pain, and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you. That's Kriyas Yamsa, and also Bechai Vasev, Sis Madrego. Why? Harim is Marayich, show me the way you look at me. Hashmin is Kodesh, let me hear your independent voice, the way you talk to me, not what you have been told by Moshe Rabbeinu and all the others. Concludes the Yaakov Melissi, the Nesivis. How do you know that you could withstand this test? Maybe the test is too big on you. Maybe you're going to collapse. So, Kikoylech Orev Marayich Nove. I know who you are, that your voice is sweet, and you look so beautiful. You don't know who you are. When Hashem is giving a test on a person, Yisurim on a person, the Ramban says that Elohim Niso is Avram, the final test. Hashem tested Avram by the Akedah Svitzvah. Hashem has to test somebody. Doesn't Hashem know who he is? Says the Ramban, Hashem didn't give the test that Hashem should be convinced who. Avram doesn't know who Avram is. And when Hashem sees in a person a maturity of a love and a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gives him a test, prove it to him, look, bring yourself out. That's what you're going to discard. Maybe if a person understands that, the Dar Shlemer understands that what kind of crucial role we're playing in our time of today, and you're immersed in it, you're learning about it, to the point that Nefesh Chafetz, the Shulchan Aruch says, that you desire, thank Hashem, it's a great gift that you gave me. That's Chayev, you commanded to commit yourself to immersed in it. And therefore, and you could only do it with us. And what do you see today, what is happening? Once the goyim took away our body, took away our money, expelled our countries, and gave us, they always hit us physically around us, Torah. Today they let you do anything what you want. They don't chase you. Just give me your mind. Don't think. Hesach Hadas. Here's the BlackBerry, here's the texting, here's the internet, and here's this, and you have news and information and exploration. Not even bad thoughts. It's just capturing our mind, because this is the main thing what you have to do. You have very personal problems, you have to know who gives you the problems, Hashem. And if you're missing Da'at Shlem, Hashem said to Adam Rishon, ten Da'at who pay attention, Hesach Hadas is suicide. If a small person wants to kill himself, it doesn't have to make big planning. Just get on the highway 100 miles per hour, close your eyes for a few seconds, you go take a few people with you. The world is a busy highway attacking you. Give me your mind. The goy today doesn't take your money and body. There's no discrimination. He gives you, embraces you. He gives you everything what he has. Just be with me, think with me. Don't think what you're supposed to think. And the minute a person misses Da'at Shlem, hasn't got the mind. He cannot be Nefesh Chafetz, he cannot be Oved Hashem, he's not serving Hashem. And by the way, today we have a computer, we know what the Torah is. In the whole Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch is not mentioned the word Oivde Hashem serving Hashem except in this particular halacha. All of the halachas is Hashem is serving us, how to keep Shabbos, how to do this. It's a service to us. Only in this halacha, Oivde Hashem, when you take, say Hashem, thank you for your hardships. Kerol, Oivde Hashem is mentioned only in this halacha. Should Hashem help, we should capture our mind and not to lose it, to know how to have a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's going to be a Gadar with Kadar Shmeira.